It's the motherfucking Millennial Miha podcast.
Welcome back to the Millennial Miha podcast. Today is Saturday, May 28th, and it's a few days after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, where 21 people lost their lives. I need a second. So today, I didn't plan on coming here because I had a guest that wasn't able to make it. And so my plan was literally to do nothing today and just be like, okay, fuck it, I'm just going to stay home. But that seemed like it was not a smart decision because my depression was coming stronger and stronger, and I knew I needed to get my ass out of the house. But I knew that if I came here, I would need to talk about this shooting, because what the fuck else could I possibly talk about right now? Like, other than if I had a interview, you know, like, what would I look like coming on here and just talking about anything other than that? Because we can't look away from this. We can't allow this to be just another headline that goes by, and it's so fucking sad. Like, I mean, this is enough. The fact that it happened, 21 people died, that's enough pain to last us a lifetime. But it's like the days that pass, the more and more information that comes out, the pain gets deeper. Just seeing the way the cops handled it, the way they treated parents that were trying to get to their kids. How could this pain possibly get any worse? But somehow it keeps doing that. I feel like I don't have anything to contribute to this conversation that hasn't already been said. I just know that we can't look away. I think Brene Brown said something like that, like at one point, is that her mom taught her, you know, how not to look away from other people's pain. And we really need that right now. Like, I've been, like, praying hard. Like, praying, like, because it's like, I feel like that's the only thing I have to give. You know, I definitely don't have any money to send, and I can't fly over there. And I didn't want to post anything. I feel so weird posting. Like, I haven't been on Instagram in a few days. Like, not that I haven't been on it, I just haven't been posting anything, because it's like, what the fuck? It matters. What else matters? Like, and I know that people, you know, grieve differently and have different, you know, it's not that people are wrong for posting. It's just, I don't know what, like, how do we just, you know, the first day that it happened, I like chose not to deal with it. Like, I chose not to deal with it because I just was like, other stuff was happening in my life, and I was like, I cannot feel this right now. And that's something that I'm pretty good at, and I know a lot of us are, is compartmentalizing our feelings. You know, trauma's good at teaching you how to do that. And that's a big time defense mechanism, and it's a gift in many circumstances. But I think collectively as a country, we have this ability to do that, where we're just numb to it. And I have the names right here in front of me of the students, the babies, and their teachers that were killed. I'm gonna read them just because I want to acknowledge them and say their names. Ooh. I know this is hitting a lot of us really hard. Like, and I know it's hitting us because of the fact that most of the children are brown. And you look at them, and you see your niece, or your kids, or, oh man, it's too much. I'm gonna read their names. Alitia Ramirez, 10 years old, Alexandria Lexi Anaya Rubio, 10 years old. Amory Jo Garza, 10 years old. Eva Mireles, 44. Irma Garcia, 48. Jayla Nicole Siguero, 10 years old. Maite Juliana Rodriguez, 10 years old. Jace Carmelo Luevanos, 10 years old. Uzaya Garcia. Jackie Casares, 9 years old. Anabel Guadalupe Rodriguez, 10 years old. Eliana A. Torres, 10 years old. Liana Eli Amaya Garcia, 9 years old. Rogelio Torres, 10 years old. Tess Marie Garcia, 10 years old. Rogelio Torres, 10 years old. Oh, I said that. Javier Lopez, 10 years old. Jose Manuel Flores Jr., 10 years old. Navea Bravo, 10 years old. Miranda Mathis, 11 years old. Layla Salazar, 11 years old. McKenna Lee Alrod, 10 years old. Rest in peace to all of those souls that were taken, that were stolen from their families, and the devastation that is caused in their absence. And I just, my heart bleeds for them. Like, I can't imagine it. But the thing about it is that the pain gets worse when every single time we see another video where these parents are begging these cops to enter the building, or they're being told that they're being put in cuffs and told that they're impeding in an open live investigation, when they're begging for the cops to do their job, and the cops are not doing that. And I wish I had something more eloquent to say and something better to contribute to this conversation. But I've been working in schools for my entire adult life, sitting in classrooms with kids from kindergarten to college, and I recently started working with this little girl named Stella, and she's in third grade. And Stella, oh my god. She's the most beautiful little soul. But she's scared of a lot of things. She's just a very cautious kid. I know you know kids like that, you know, like some kids are really daring and really, you know. But I was searching her face yesterday for, like, signs that she might know, you know, like. And it didn't seem like she did, but I would do anything to be able to shield her from that information. Because she's already scared of a lot of things, and she shouldn't have to feel scared to go to school. I'm currently at Espacio right now in Boyle Heights, and if you've been here, you know that it's a fishbowl in here inside the studio, and there's some random white man walking around. He just looked at me, and I'm all crying, and he looked away, like, because obviously that's awkward, especially since I'm sitting in here by myself. Ale wasn't able to make it today. She's not feeling good. She's sick. And like I said, my guest wasn't able to make it either. And so maybe it was on purpose that this happened, that I was supposed to come in here and just talk, just release, and just maybe create a space for the people who are listening to cry with me. Because this shit is sad, man. Those are babies. And the debate continues. You know, is this a mental health problem? Is it a gun control problem? It's both. But more than anything, it's a gun control problem, and I'm not exactly sure what the solution is, you know. I just know it hurts. I just want to send like all of the energy, all of the love I have in my body and my soul to those families. Like, that's devastation beyond comprehension. Irma Garcia, the teacher, her husband found out and immediately died of a heart attack, leaving behind 4 kids. That level of devastation is just, oh my God. How could this be? How could this be our reality? There was, what, it said 266 school shootings this year alone in this country. And no more than 5 in any other country in the world. It was numbers like 2, 1, 3, not even 5. And our lawmakers still just turn their head because their pockets are lined with the money from the NRA, period. There's no, like, I wonder, or like, this is not an opinion, that's just a fact. Like, you can tell by the way they act when they're speaking about these types of tragedies. Like, the timeline, it's what's the most I'm struggling with the timeline. Like, the more it comes out, there's been a lot of conflicting, you know, information when it came to that. But for the most part, you know, you see the fact that there are kids inside the building calling the cops that are right outside, and they're not understanding why they won't just come in and save them. That's out of my scope of comprehension, that a little baby kid that we tell that cops are supposed to be there to save them and help them, and if anything happens, you gotta call 911. That's the right thing to do, right? That's the thing that the kids were taught to do, and they did it, and it didn't fucking work. Even though the cops were right outside. We know the long-term effects of trauma, you know, but, like, this is a specific kind of trauma, this school shooter shit, and the kids that were in that room what the fuck? How are they supposed to live the rest of their life? How are they supposed to ever go to school again? How can you ask a kid that's been through that to go back to school? You can't. But they will. Because of what other options they have. It's up to us, and we're failing them. It feels like America is over. Like, America's on its way out. That's what it fucking feels like to me. It feels like, like I said, like, America is on their way out. Our way out. I had a few other things that I wanted to talk about that are just so insignificant compared to this, but I can't keep, you know, I need to move on in this conversation for this moment, because, like I said, it's deep. There are some other announcements in my life, which just don't feel like they matter, so I'm just gonna save them for another podcast. If there's anyone in Texas listening to this, anyone who happens to be in that city of Uvalde, oh my God, I just want you to know how held you are right now. The whole world is holding you in their hearts. And I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm not even sure if I'm gonna post this, but I just had to get this out, I suppose. And I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening and who is just sitting here crying with me. Because I know we're all doing it individually, might as well do it together. I want to tell you just to turn off the news for a little while and just be, especially around the kids in your life. Family, joy, anything that can just take you out of this for a moment. But the thing about that is that if you are directly affected by that, you don't get that opportunity. You don't get to turn off the news. Your life is, this is your life now. And so I'm hoping that the lawmakers, that God will change their heart, that they'll make a different choice, that they will save our kids by creating stricter gun laws. But that's all just hope. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.
It's the Motherfucking Millennial Mija Podcast.